Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today marks the third Sunday of Advent and thus the third Sunday in our sermon series covering the salient themes of the season. A word for today, like our word for last week, was a word that was used by the angel of the Lord who announced the birth of the Christ child to those shepherds who were out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. It's a word that we see prominently displayed on Christmas cards, on wrapping paper, and all sorts of Christmas decor. It's also a word that is featured in many of the songs of the season. It is the word joy. In our text today from St. Peter's first epistle, we are told that the people to whom Peter was writing this letter were filled with, and I'd like to quote, an inexpressible and glorious joy, unquote. Which is rather remarkable, considering that the Christian church at this time and in this place was undergoing ever-growing persecution from Rome under the reign of Emperor Nero. And many of these Christians to whom Peter wrote had themselves suffered a variety of hardships and persecutions at the hands of Rome's increasing intolerance for them. And so the fact that these Christians were still able to rejoice and that they were able to be filled with, as the scripture says, not just joy, but an inexpressible and glorious joy, is truly amazing. We have to ask ourselves, you know, what was their secret? How could they find joy in the midst of such hardship and heartache and persecution? How could they continue to rejoice in all circumstances? Those are questions that the world simply cannot answer and will never understand. You see, the world doesn't really understand or even know what joy is. I looked up that word joy in my Merriam-Webster pocket dictionary, and here is how that word is defined. A feeling of happiness that comes from success or good fortune or a sense of well-being. Or a second definition, a source of happiness, bliss, delight, enjoyment, or pleasure. And thus it stands to reason why the world cannot understand the joy that exists in the heart of a Christian, even in the midst of terrible, turbulent, troublesome times. Because the world thinks that joy is an emotion. The world believes that joy comes from success, or good fortune, or a sense of well-being. None of which the early Christians had as the persecutions of Rome grew. And yet we're told that these early Christians, these persecuted, fearful, suffering people, still knew joy. As well they should, and they would, because they knew Jesus. Peter makes it clear what the source of their joy was. what the source of our joy is. And what the source of all true joy always will be. It is the living hope that we have because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because we've been born again through baptism into this Christian faith, we now have an eternal inheritance waiting for us in the kingdom of heaven. An inheritance that can never fade, spoil, or perish. God has forgiven us of our sins. He has given to us the promise of an eternal life with Him in the gloriousness of His kingdom. And no persecution, no trouble, no tragedy or setback or failure, no heartache, no confusion, no mistake, no loss, no illness, no anything can ever change that. And thus, this season of Advent, this season in preparation for the coming of Christ, is a season of joy. Great joy. Inexpressible and glorious joy. For unto us a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. And unto us a Savior has been born. A Savior has conquered our enemies of sin, death, and the power of the devil through His own suffering, death, and resurrection. And unto us one day this Savior will come back to raise us and to take us to be with Him in His heavenly home. And thus our hearts and those hearts of the shepherds to whom the angels spoke and the hearts of the people to whom Peter wrote his letter are all filled with joy. Though now, for a while we live in this life on this earth, we will still suffer times of grief. Even during this time surrounding Christmas. Yet one day, scriptures say we will all receive the goal of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. And that is cause for joy. To God be the glory for the gift of His Son, Jesus. Amen.